Okay, today's daf is Chul and Kuf Lamed Dalet. We are on Kuf Lamed Gimel of a base. Again, today's the last day of the thank you for the week of sponsorship from the Michelson and Kazowski families in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yeshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai. The Shema should have Alios. Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Ibai Lahu. We are towards the bottom, but just one ha'ara, and that is we just had before. The end of Shir yesterday, we had the whole list of 24 matanos that the Kohanim get, that are all given to Aaron, and they have a treaty of the Klal and the Prat and the Bris Melech, and we ended up bringing that whole brisa just to explain why it might have been that, why one of the Rabbanon might have been mistaken about how they've used Zerol Chayim and Keva, that they all have to be a package deal. If you're pater from one, you're pater from all of them, because it listed it as one in the brisa. Kamash Malan, no, really, it's listed as one, but it's really not interconnected. You could have one without the other. There's just one ha'ara to mention, and that is there's a machlokas in Maseches Baba Kama about Gezel Hager. Gezel Hager is on the list here. So Rashi in Baba Kama says that what is Gezel Hager? What is that considered? That's in the list of Asara Begvulin, 10 in Gvulin. That's Gezel Hager. If you steal, one steals from a ger and all of his relatives. He doesn't have any relatives, let's say, since he converted, and that he died. So Rashi says, Im nasnu nami karile matanas gvulin, shim nasnu lekoen amishmar, chutz li rushalayim, yatsa, ve'el ha-shamo, yale li rushalayim lahakriv. Why is it called one of the gifts of gvulin? Because you could give it to him anywhere in Yerushalayim, the Kohen HaMishmar. I'm sorry, shalzal Kohen HaMishmar, even if you give it to him outside of Yerushalayim, and you're Yotze, and if you bring the Asham up, says Tosfos there, Tema. Obviously, it doesn't call Rashi, but doesn't accept this. Amai chashiv gezel ager mi asara bigvulin. Tichihechi da marava hechzira balaylo lechatsan lo yatsa. Da asham kaya rechmana. Just like Rava says elsewhere, that if you return gezel ager at night, or you return it only partially, you're not Yotze, because it's called an asham. Hachanami emechzir bigvulin lo yatsa. Kiddin asham. Just like there's a karban by gezel ager, the payment is held hostage, so to speak, and subject to the rules of the Asham. And therefore, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there in Baba Kama, Kufyud, whether you could pay the Kohanim outside of the Mikdash. According to Tosfos, therefore, he's bothered why it's called one of the Asar Bigvulin. Doesn't give an answer. But that is Tosfos. And Rashi argues, what's the svar of this Machlokas? Why would you say one is allowed to pay outside the mikdash, or why would you say not? So there is a comment of the Derech Emunah. Derech Emunah is one of the commentaries on Hilchos Bikurim, where he says, "Shebehechrich she'ein hanesina nachsheves kakrava mamish." The question is the giving considered a hakrava? According to Rashi, you have to say it's somewhere in the middle. Even though you can't give at night or partially, you could give it outside. Sheim kena, it's actually hakrava. Sheim kena, it's rach litzanam al gabi amizbeach. Velasi salav melach. Kedin hakravaso. Not going to put salt on this money. Ela ve'echrich, shatora asta yidei hakoen kemizbeach. Ubashah shenosan lidei hakoen, our kielu nosal gabi amizbeach. So it's subject in the act, it's subject to all the requirements of hakrava, even though the recipient is already automatically considered mizbeach. So the kohen is considered a mizbeach. So regarding Hakrava Li, so it's considered enough Mizbeach for Rashi. But the actual Hakrava is subject to the other rules of Hakrava. Mashenki Tosas must go all the way. He says, no, if it's Hakrava, it's Hakrava, and therefore you have to be inside the Mikdash in order to return it to that Mishmar. Okay, interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosas about Gezel Hager. Let's continue now with the last section. Ibai Lu. Harosh Shalcha V'kula Shalimahu. This is the opposite case of what we've discussed already. What happens if the Kohen / non-Jew says, you own the head, I'm selling you the head and everything else is mine. Up until now we said, what if the buyer owns everything except the percentage of the important part? Here the important part is sold. You own the head and then I own everything else. So are you Chayiv in L'chayayim? Basar mahu, basar chiyuv azlina. Do we go after the chiyuv, the part of the edible that is the real chiyuv, a chiyuva gaba Yisrael, who, and the chiyuv is owned by a Jew here, right? The head is owned by the Jew. O dilma basar ikir behema zlinan. Or do you go after the ikir of the behema, the main behema, the ikir behema, the kohenu. And the main part of the animal is still owned by the seller, by the kohen. So what is important here? The ikir behema or the small part of the behema where the batanos come from. So Tashmar is trying to prove it from the Tosefta. Ovid gachavim v'kohen shemasru tzadam liyisrael ligzos patur. The first line Rashi says is pshita. If a non-Jew or a kohen give their sheep, they just have a Jew shearer, a gozes, that is a Jew, so patur. It's a sheep that belongs to a non-Jew or a kohen, and the Jew's just working for them. So that's pater. But halokeach gazed so no shalove kochavim pater merishes a gaze. If somebody buys gaze sono, what does that mean? Gaze sono. Rashi says this is even if you buy wool that is still on the animal. Second to last line of Rashi. Afilu kodem shenigzazu. If I buy a sheep before the wool is shorn, if I buy it, I'm pater merishes a gaze. Wow. So if it grew in the by a guy, Rashi seems to say, it's pater from Rashi's Agaz if I buy it. V'zechomer ha-mizrol ha-chayim ha-bukeba, yod Rashi's Agaz. And this is a chumra of zrol ha-chayim ha-bukeba more than Rashi's Agaz. Because if I would buy, what is the chumra? Rashi explains, let's that continuation. Ta'alokech matanos min ha-kohen chayim kodem shchita. If I buy the matanos before shchita, v'chol behema le-kohen, if the kohen owns the whole animal, but I own the matanis, I'm chayef to give them. And yet here, if I own the shearing, if I own the sheep, the wool, thank you, then I am not chayef. So what do you see from there? That's before our case. The shvami shvamina, basar chiyuva azlinon shvamina. So you see, you go by the ikar chiyuv. Therefore, if you own the head, that's good enough. If you own just the matanis, that's also good enough. And that's different than the case of zerol l'chayayim and the keva versus reishis hages. Okay.
The
Jew owns the Rosh. So just like there, if the Jew owns just the wool, then he's putter by Reishis Hagez, and Chayim in Zerol Chayim Akeva, that's the Chumrah of one over the other. The Rambam, difficult, the Mefarshim try to figure out how the Rambam reads our Gemara, the Rambam seems to have the case of only if it was cut already. If it was cut already, by the hands of the guy, if it was gazos by the guy, that's when this Torah exists. Because the Rambam says, Halokeh geis sono shol nachri, acher shegazaz ha-goy, pata mereshes ha-geiz. Pretty clear that if he bought it while it was still on the sheep, then the Jew would be chayef. So the question is exactly, how do you work out the parallel between the cases? The Kesef Mishnah tries to figure it out here, how the Rambam reads our Gemara. That is Machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam means before it grew. That's what the distinction is. Anyway, the Mishnah said that if a person sells the matanos, right? Go look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if somebody is mishpatim of kuflam and beis manalef, if somebody is mishtatef with a guy or a kohen, so actually yershim, he has to mark it that it's going to be pater. V'im amar chutz ben matanos, pater ben matanos. If he sells everything to the Jew except for the matanos, the kohen sells, I'm selling you everything except for the zerol l'chaim and the keva. So then the Jew is pater from matanos. That's the halacha. So ask the Gemara, why should that be? If you say chutz, you're pater from matanos. V'raminhu, but we have a stira. Amanas shahamatano sheli. If a kohen, keep it in that case, kohen to the guy sells something to a Jew, to a Yisrael. Amanas that the matanos are mine, meaning keeping the sellers, no same lakal kohen sheyirza. Then he, the buyer, could give it to any kohen that he wants. So what's the difference? The Mishnah says if you say chutz, so then it's chal, meaning what the seller tried to do works, and he keeps the ownership of the matanos. By shaking in this Brisa case, in the Amanas case, we say that it doesn't work. Rashi says on the second line, here you see that you're able to make a type of tanai, while in the Mishnah it seems that you can make a type of tanai, and here it seems you cannot make a type of tanai. So the Gemara says, you use different words. Amanas achutz karamis. Well, you're asking a steer between amanas and chutz. There's a big difference. Chutz shiura. Chutz is a shiur. It's leaving over something, and therefore, you're allowed to do that. You're selling everything except you can sell whatever you want. So you're selling not everything, fine. But almanas lav shiura. Almanas is not a shiur. Almanas is saying, I'm selling everything, and I'm trying to have a tenai on that sale. So that doesn't work. Because once you sell the matanos, so then you can't make an almanas if it all belongs to the Israel. That's why there's a difference between the lashonos of chutz and the lashonos of almanas. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute for aminu almanas abadashali amatashalo. We have another brisa that says it does work by almanas. So you have a stira within the almanases. So the Gemara says you're right. Those two brises must argue about this point. Baha pligi. Mar sabra almanas shiurahu. Or mar sabra almanas lav shiurahu. One says it is a shiur, one says it's not a shiur. The question is, how do you look at the words almanas, right? If you look at it as if I'm leaving over a shiur in the kinyan, I'm not selling everything, that would be okay. The problem is, if you are selling everything, but you're still trying to say, there are no matanos. That would be a problem case. Tosus here is V'im Tomar. 1 second. What did we just say? What if the case doesn't work, what he's trying to do? Let's say he says Almanas, right? The first price that was quoted. Almanas, that the matanos are mine. What's the halacha? The buyer can give the matanos to whoever he wants. But he's trying to make a tenai. If he's trying to make a tenai, why don't we say, if the tenai doesn't work, so the whole thing falls away, the whole thing's null and void, and there's no deal. You shouldn't say, oh, it's an automatic deal, and the buyer can give it to whoever he wants. If it didn't work, what he's trying to do, so why don't we say he has das, that the whole thing should fall apart, should be null and void. V'im tomar, yes, tosfus, ki amar le'almanas, da'am rinan, nosin l'kol koin she'yirtse, in that case, im kena mekach batel, shalonosam la'behema, el almanas, yom v'atana shalom, so why don't we say the whole thing falls apart? This might ring bells of a Tosis similar in another context, which we'll see in a second. But this is the Tosis answer. Tosis has two important answers. V'yesh lomar, answer number one. De mayri shehisnu shiyamatana shalo, v'im lo yitim lo lo yiyamekach bato. Okay, okipta. He makes a tenai of almanas, but he has a condition on that, that if that doesn't work, it's going to be a good transaction anyway. Okay, that's okimta, number one. Number two says Tosfos inami havi kemo mas na mashakasiv batorah. It's a tenai. If you're selling something with a tenai that the person does not have to give them a tanis, so guess what it says in the Torah? Mas na mashakasiv batorah. Sheher sheitu Torah litzei mikol mishi yirtze. No, the Torah gives rights to somebody who owns these parts of the animal to give it to any kohen that he wants, and the seller here has no authority to prevent that. It's a matzah b'mashkas b'torah, and we know the rule is by matzah b'mashkas b'torah, the deal works and the tenai falls away. Is this a davar shebe'mamon? Is it a davar shebe'mamon? So the achronim say it must be that this davar shebe'mamon in the context of a mitzvah has the status of a mitzvah for this halacha. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. So the question is a mitzvah that has monetary elements. It's chulin, but it's still a mitzvah. So that's why you see it must be the Tosis assuming maybe that's the 2 days in Tosis. Whether you can categorize this monetary obligation, which is a mitzvah, as a masa b'mashkas b'torah, is it a davar shebe'mamon or not? That could be the 2 days in Tosis. If you remember, we've mentioned in the past Tosis and Maseches Ksubis, which basically asks the same question. Tosis asks, that's the main sugya of Tanaim, and Tosis says, why do we ever say? Like Tosfos says, why do we ever say that if you make a tenai on something and the tenai doesn't work, why do we say that it's good and the tenai falls away? You should say the whole thing isn't good. Tosfos, Ksupas, Nun Vav Amen Aleph, V'im Tomar. V'im Tomar, let me just find the question of Tosfos. V'im Tomar, unless I'll just read the answer. I'll just read you the answer. V'yamari, first wide line over there. De'ilav v'yalfida mitzvah b'nei gadah b'nei ruvein. Says Tosfos, if you wouldn't have a source in the Torah for tenaim, you'd say the whole idea of a tenai is a chiddush and we shouldn't accept it. Because after all, I do something. Let's say I get married. I get married and I make a tenai. I'm an as that it snows tomorrow. So why should I have the power to do that? I'm doing an action, a physical act right now. Why should I say that something that I say could undermine what I did? Why should you say that? So therefore, Tosfos says, tenaim is a chiddushu. And if it's a chiddushu, we say, en lecha ba'ala chiddusho. So therefore, what you're doing is strong. The tenai that you make is somewhat of a chiddush of attack on. So if, for some reason, that tenai falls away, the action that you do is still going to be good. Because the whole idea of tenaim is a chiddush. That's Tosfos Ashita. Tosfos says, if I wouldn't learn from Bnei Gad, Bnei Ruvein, hava amina deshum tenai einam avata al samaisa. V'yafilu lo yiskayim besof amaisa kayim. V'hashad yalfinon mehasa masam to mahani tnai lavata la masam amrinan the dafka kisha eno masam machkas batora tomi tebe got bre ruvein shlo hisno machkas batora. But if you would make a tnai machkas batora or any other problem with the tnai, we would say the tnai falls away and there and maisa is good. That is Tosfos Ksubas Nunva, basically explaining a little more what Tosfos says here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Omer lo mechar li b'nei me'echa. The Gemara says, sell me the b'nei me'ayim. Right? This is the last case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a chilek between, if somebody says, please sell me the innards of a cow, and they happen to be matanis in them, so then the buyer has to give the matanis, and he does not get any money back. He said, just sell me innards. He has to assume that in those innards are going to be the keva. But if he says, can I please have 6 pounds of blank, a certain weight, so then he also has to give the matanis, but there he can deduct. Because if he asks for a certain weight, it must be that he wants a certain weight of meat to eat and not have the matanis included in that. If there are matanis, then he has to give them, but he could get his money back from the seller. That was the chiluk in the Mishnah. So Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shashaka la'atzmo. When do we say that if you buy it by weight, you have to give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen could go to him, could go to the buyer to get it? That's only if the buyer himself weighed it out. The buyer himself weighed it out. So then we can assume that the tabach didn't touch. Then we can assume that he is the one that has to, that he is the only one that the Kohen could go to and deal with. Aval shaka lo tabach hadim matavach. But if the butcher himself had weighed and measured it out, then the Kohen the Gemara says, the Kohen can go or must go to the butcher to get his matanis back. Meaning the butcher is going to have to do the tircha to go to the buyer to get the matanis back. The Kohen doesn't have to schlep around to go. He goes to the tabach. Rashi says this means af imatabach. He could also go to the tabach. Meaning he could go to the buyer to try to get it, but if he can't find the buyer, he could go to the seller, the butcher, to try to get to tell him to go. For Rav Asi, Amar Afilu Shagolot Tabach Adinimo. No, even if the Tabach weighed it out and measured it, the din and the only one that the Kohen could go to is the Yisrael, is the buyer. So the Gemara says, Lema, what's the Machlokas about? Lema, but Rav Chizda Kamiflagi. Maybe this Machlokas is about Rav Chizda. Fond memories, if you remember, the last parak in Baba Kama. Damar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Gozal Vlodis Yashua Bailam. Rav Chizda says, if Reuven steals something from someone and the owner did not lose hope yet from getting it back, and uba acher va'achalo, and then someone else came and ate it. Reuven stole a hamburger and then Shimon came and ate it from Reuven. So the Nignav, who can the Nignav go to collect his money? One person actually stole it and took it out of his possession, and one person basically stole it from that person. So, Ratzim Izekova, Ratzim Izekova. You see, Rav Chizda holds there can be two addresses for Chiyuvim. Two addresses. So, isn't that what they're arguing about here? Demar Islay, Rav Chizda, Rav who says that he could go to either one, right, according to Rashi's Pshat, Afim Atavach says there can be two addresses. So he holds like Rav Chizda. Umar Islay, Rav Chizda, and the second opinion, Rav Asi, does not hold like Rav Chizda. Just like he says here, you can only go to the buyer. So too, you can only there go to the one who actually took it out of your possession. It does not hold like Rav Chizda. Right? That is the suggestion of the Gemara. Isn't that the Machlokas? So the Gemara answers no, lo. De Kulei Alma, again, that Rav Chizda was very important in terms of what's the definition of Gazlan. Is the definition of Gazlan Hotsa'a Mirishuso? Mirishuso Nigzal? So maybe that wouldn't be like Rav Chizda. Or do you say no? Even the second person did take in Mirishuso Nigzal. Because before Yeyush takes place, so wherever it is, like the Gemara says, Kol Hecha de Isa, Rishusi de Mara Isa. It's still in the Rishus of the owner. And therefore, let's say the owner would want to be Makdish it, so then he would be able to be Makdish it, even though it's not in his physical Rishus, unless you say not. So these are all different Shitas that we discussed back in Baba Kama. So isn't that the what they're arguing about? Whether there can be two addresses to a Chiv or not? So the Gemara answers low. To Kulei Alma Islu de Rav Chizda. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. But v'hacha b'matanos kahuna nigzalos kamiflagi. They're arguing about a fundamental rule. Can matanos kahuna be stolen? This isn't a physical issue like karka nigzelus or in nigzelus, but this is a different issue. Maybe the kedusha element, maybe the status element. Doesn't have kedusha here by the matanos. Can they be stolen? To marzaver nigzelus, marzaver in nigzelus. One says they can be stolen, and therefore you can only go to the one that the first one. Nigzalos, umar sover, ain't nigzalos, they cannot be stolen, therefore wherever they are, they belong to the Kohen. And therefore, you have to go, you have to go to the one where they are. Right? See, Rashi says, umar sover, ain't nigzalos, ain't koach legazlan. There's no koach to be gozel them, because manshehim ba'en, kol makom shehol chinachov, mutal, mishehim et slo, lesito lekohen. If you say ein igzalos, so then wherever they are, that's the one. That's the buyer. Shita. The arisha lo nasa gazlan alein. The arisha is not. But if you say they can be stolen, so then maybe even the one who sold it took part in distancing these from the Kohen, and therefore you could even go to him. That is the second suggestion. Let me just end off. Some have this machloka separately, not as a comment on our Mishnah, but separately. Rav Amar Manas Kahuna Nigzalos, or Rav Asi Amar Manas Kahuna Ein Nigzalos. Some have it as a separate machloka, not trying to figure out what they're arguing about, but beferish that this is their argument.
Didn't we have statements that basically is the responsibility?
We mentioned on Shabbos that it is his responsibility lechadchila to give the matanis, but if he doesn't have it anymore,
he's the address.
But if he doesn't have it, so then if you say einon nigzalos, that principle, so you say basically wherever it is belongs to the Kohen, and that's the connection. You have to go get it. He didn't do something right. He was mevatel a mitzvah, you could say. Maybe he was mevatel an aseh by getting rid of it and not giving it to the Kohen. But if you say ein exalos, you go by wherever it is. The stipler mentions, what's the nekudas of achlokas, whether ein exalos or not. So we mentioned the stipler outside 2 days ago. We mentioned the stipler when we discussed the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran on Kuf Lamin Amid Beis. Kuf Lamin Amid Beis. Is there a chi of latzeis yidei shamayim by Mammon She'ein Lo Tovim? The fact that no Kohen is going to come claim it, where that was the case, if you remember, of Rav Chizdish's din, Mazik Manas Kahuna. So there's a machloket, the Tosfos of the Ran, whether there's a Lasi Sidei Shamayim to pay back the Shevet Kahuna. Tosfos said yes, the Ran said no, at least according to one of the opinions. So the question is, what was that machloket about? So the stipler said here in Simon Lamed Vav, well, it depends how you look at the idea of Mammon HaShevet. When we say Mammon HaShevet, that something belongs to the Kohanim, does that mean it belongs to every single Kohen? Mammon HaShevet? And therefore, theoretically, if all the Kohanim in the world got together and appointed one person to take it for them, then he would be able to. That would be Mammon She'esh Lo Tovim, because they're having him as his representative, or not. Or it's inherently, by definition, a general Chiyuv. Yesh Lefaresh, Sheba Emes, really, it belongs to the Kohanim. You just don't know who. But if somebody would come, you'd have to give it to them. Or do you say no? It's Hefker L'Shevet. Automatically. But it's not, but it doesn't belong to any one of them. Even if one comes, Baharsha, he cannot take it. So that was the machlokas with Zepetitosis of the Ron. So the stipler says now, maybe that's this machlokas here. That's his two formulations. Is it mamon lakonim, that it really belongs to them, or hefker lakonim? So lachor is that pluk to be gemara daf kuf lamed dalid. I pligi imanas guna nigzalos or not? Vayneir to behal pligi. This is what they're arguing about. Demand amar imanas guna nigzalos. If you say it can be stolen, why? Because it belongs to every one of them. So just like it's as if it belongs to somebody, so it can be stolen. Kesavar she mamon kohanim v'kfar yesh lahani matnaskuna bailim v'shayach men shaper din gazela. But if you say einan igzalos, what is that? Kesavar she matnaskuna einam ela kehefker lakohanim v'yakati leka bailim ala matnaskuna u'mishabachi ein nasagazlan alav she leka nigzal. There's no nigzal here. You can't do a nice gazel on an item that there is no nigzal. That is the shita of the stipler and Simon Lamed Vav. Beautiful. We continue. Says the Gemara Mishnah. The second to last Mishnah. In Perek HaZeroah. Mishnah says, Gershon, this guy of Isla Paro, a ger converts and has a cow. He has a literal cow. Nishchata atchalo nizgayer potter. So when does he convert? If it's shechted, is what you just said, right? The crucial moment is the shashchita. So if it's shechted before he converts potter, he does not have to give matanas, because you go by the shashchita. Misha nizgayer chayev. If he converted and then he shechted his cow, chayev safek. Let's say on the day that he converted, he wanted to make a big meal for the rabbis. So he sent his cow to the butcher and said, can you please shech this? I want to make sure that it's ready right after the conversion. And then he converted. He goes, they bring him the meat. He's like, oh, they're like, oh, well, did you take off Zerol Chayim? He's like, what do you mean? What is that? I didn't know that's not one of the Mrs. Kalas HaChamuras that they taught me before I converted. So they said, well, it's a matani, the gift for that. He's like, oh, okay, no, I didn't give it yet. He's like, well, what was the shech? He's like, I don't know, they shechted it recently. He says, well, did it before you dunked or after you dunked? He's like, I have no idea. That's how it could come up, right? He got a cow ready for the big suit that he was going to make. Suit is gerus. So, safek, pater, shabbos, v'chaver, olav araya. So, hamas, v'chaver, olav araya. Again, remember, because this is chulin. This is chulin. It has a status. That's not an isser. It doesn't create tevel. Sorry, if you want to be mafreshim, you can keep it. So, it's pater. So, kiyazar of dimi, yama, rami, le, rav shim, and lok, yizor, b'yokanon. When rav dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, I once heard Reish Lakash ask Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Tanan, the Mishnah says, the Mesechus Peya. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Safek Patur. Alma Sveka Lakula. Right, you say Sveka Lakula because you're not sure. Safek Matanos is Lakula. But for a minute, we learned that the Mishnah in Peya, Chori Anam Olam Shemzocha Kama. Oh, this Mishnah is the source for all Safek cases. Chori Anam Olam, the anthills, Shemzocha Kama. In the area of the field that was not cut yet. That's what Rashi says. You didn't get to certain areas in the field, and when you get there, you see that there is cut grain in these anthills. And the question is this grain that came from the field that the ants brought from the fields that you already cut, and it had fallen down, and it's leket, and it belongs to the aniyim, because it's grain that fell down during the harvest, which you have to leave, it's one of the matnas aniyim, you have to leave there. Is that where it's from, or no? Or stuff that the ants got from right around here. So it's not leket yet, and it's yours. So is this a suffik la'aniyim, suffik ma'anis aniyim. So the Mishnah says, Hare elu shabalabayas. You're allowed to keep it. The balabayas is. Vishala achar hakotrim. But what passed already? The ant hills in what was already cut. So again, is that from leket or not? So ha el yonim la'aniyim. The top ones we assume are the ones that fell from the harvest, and therefore those go to the aniyim. Mistama va'atachtonim shavala bayis. But the ones really deep down in the anthills might have been there beforehand, before you cut, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, hakol la'aniyim. Shesafik like a leket. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Meir said in all the cases, the aniyim get to keep it, because safik leket is leket. Stira, that's the question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Why in our Mishnah Maseches Chulin does it say Safek Patur and Lacharista Mishnah Rabbi Meir Safek Matnis Kahuna is Patur Safek Matnis Aniyim is Chayiv? That's the question. It's Stira between Matnis Aniyim and Matnis Kahuna, but shouldn't it be the same? They both belong to somebody else. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan answers Amar Le Al Takni Teini. Don't bother me. Lashon Yochanan Ishon Elsa. I interpret that Mishnah in Peya in a das yochid of Rabbi Meir. It's only one opinion of Rabbi Meir, but I'm not sure if Rabbi Meir really holds that way. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Savig like a leka, Savig shicha, shicha, Savig peya, peya. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's all a das yochid. And therefore, I say that it's not a stira, because it's two different versions of Rabbi Meir. That our Mishnah is the general version of Rabbi Meir, and that's the one you can trust, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Savig, Matnes Kahuna, you could keep. Amar lo, Reish Lakish continues and says, come on, al tishana ota, don't, even if you would say it and learn it, el abashan ben tadal, even if you tell me that ben tadal said in the name of a man, what's ben tadal? Just a fool. I don't care who you said it in the name of, but it makes a lot of sense. Right, you're telling me ben tadal's on the side, is the gares orel, pirish, orel svasayim, v'yesh mishigores ben adal, via adam shalohay medaktik bishmuaso. It was somebody who wasn't so careful. Rashi says, Ben Tadal. Where's the Rashi? Afilu enat ha-shonos ha-ela b'shem shote sheba'olam. Sheshmo Ben Tadal. Right, basically, Rabbi Yochanan is like, I don't care who you said it in the name of Rabbi Meir. There's a good svar for it. why it should be chayiv. Like Tavat Taima Kamar, Tamar Reb Shimon Lakish, because after all, Reb Lakish says, I say, my dechziv ani varash hatstiku. The pasuk says, a poor person and a very poor person hatstiku make righteous. What does that mean? My hatstiku ilay ma bidinim. Does that mean in din you should always favor the poor person? That's a nisadar isa. Vaksiv vidalo said the barivo. You're not allowed to show favoritism just because of the financial status of the party. So Ella, what does it mean? Ani barash hatstiku Ella tzadik mishalcha v'tainlo. Make him righteous from you. What does that mean? From items that you have. That's yours. Give to him. And Rish Lakish says, that's the case of Safik Manas Aniyim. Meaning, be matzdik yourself and give it to him. So Rish Lakish says, so forget it. It's a good svara. So not only do I have a stira, I like that shita better. So why does our Mishnah say that by Safik Matnas Kahuna, you are allowed to keep it because the Muslim Khabar Lava Raya. And the Mefarshim say, Tzadik Mishalcha V'Tainlo, because really, it's not really yours. It's really his. If it's Matnas Aniyim Matnas Kahuna, it doesn't really belong to you. Staka were just the conduits for God to give it to them. But really, it belongs to them. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Right? Why? That Bikaras asked Rabbi Akiva, why is it that if God loves the poor people, why doesn't he give them the money then? So he said, no, Rabbi Akiva says, B'Shea Nitzel Anu Midina Shal Gehenim. You're right, God could have given it straight to them because it's their money. But he's being mezake us to take part in the mitzvah. She Nitzel Anu Midina Shal Gehenim. So it's not really ours. So the question Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan is, why in our Mishnah is there a difference? Are you chai? Are you pater? So Amar Rava says there's a big difference between the two cases. Hacha para becheskes petura kaima. Rava says, over here, by the animal, it's becheskas ptur. Why is it becheskas ptur? Because we're dealing with a ger. Come up. Right, Rashi says, and also, kisha nola, fifth wide line. Kisha nola, becheskas safik zebimatano seha. Biatama midal cheskasa harishona hari ptura, shre becheskas lovikachavai. So man, this. He was a guy, and now he's a Jew, but the chazaka to Meikara is that he was still a goy before he became a ger, and therefore you could say, prove it that I converted before the Shechita. But kama becheskas chiyuv kaima, right? When something grows of a Jew, there you can already foresee the matanas that are going to have to be given from this field. And therefore there's a cheskas chiyuv, and that's the difference between the two cases. There's a big discussion, before we continue, about suffix stucca. Suffix stucca bismanazet. What are we passing by Safik Staka? So if you look in the Rishonim, talk a little bit about the Shulchan, I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch, I just put the Chasam Sofer. The Shulchan Aruch discusses Safik Staka is Chayiv, we're Machmir by Safik Staka. So for example, let's say I promise to give Staka and I don't remember how much I promised to give. The Shulchan Aruch says what you have to do is to give enough up until the point that you can say, oh, I didn't promise to give this much. Right, but you have to take care of it. The Chasam Sofer has an interesting shuva. Chasam Sofer in your Adasim and Reish Mem, a person was no there 1 week to give Sukka in his city. I'm going to give whatever it is, Mea Shekel, to such a Sukka. The Yesh Ba'ir, the problem is, a month later he's like, okay, I have to fulfill my promise. Uh-oh, I forgot which Sukka organization I said I was going to give it to. So what do you do in that case? The yesh ba'ir kamenei stakas kagon shel ani yair v'shel tamid chacham v'shel kavranim, the barrier society, the v'shel chasas kalav v'shel biker cholim. There are a lot of organizations in the stakas. V'hu not the la'achan mehem v'shachach le'ezam mehem pirate u'me'ata yesh l'stapik inema misveka tzarach l'shalim l'kulam o eno tzarach l'shalim klal the kol echad yomar aisili raya da'antu v'shalim l'cha o yaniach. Three choices. Let him fight it out. Or give it to none of them. Or give it to all of them. And he says, a similar case of what the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya about the case that I just mentioned, that one amount, you're not sure how much. But this case is not clear. So he goes through a whole long tshuva here, and at the end of the day, he is machmir. He says, that Yotibi Dvareinu, he says, since most Rishonim say, Savik Saka is Lachumra, Savik Saka is a Sveka Daraisa, Hachi Naktinon, Umemela Machashvina Lahaani Muchsak, Midachsiv, Tzadik Mishalcha, Vitainlo. And therefore, Mishal Savik Yisurat Sarak Lashalim, Lakal Hatstakas Kulam, Ad Shalo Yishar Lo Shum Safik. Dumi de mashamer bibenachas, right? So they have to say lolaka until he can say lolakakas kavanti. The kiva should be ranu that stuck a nami segat the chumra imke dino kalinya zekamo hekdish mamish. Vahenu shanu morim lachokach avopshita sheyaf shalakufalzet. The bezek can't force him to do this, but this is what I suggest that he does. Okay, meaning if he once he gives to one person and says, here, fight it out, so then that's all Bezdin could enforce. But deep down, what the chiyuv? So I think that is the that's the chiyuv. It's the chiyuv so far. Seven reish mem. Okay, we continue with the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Our case by the par is a suffik ptur because he was a guy, and here by the kam is a suffik chiyuv. So Amar Abaye, what about this case? Our Yisa. What about the Mishan Chala? Same kind of case where a guy converts right in the middle while he's making Chala. Right, again, making challah for his party. That's what you have to say. Kind of a usual case. He's making challah for the party. Not zashel nisgayer if it was nisgalgel. If you made the dough before he converted, patur min challah. Mishan nisgayer, but if it was after he converted, chayif. Safik chayif. So there is safik is chayif. So in that case, what? That's like the case over here. So why do you say he's patur from challah? So I'm alay. Safik isur lachumra. Safik mamona lakula. Wow. Calls our case a suffix mamon. And that's why you're pater. Unlike before, we said in Tosas, Maslam HaKasa Batorah, can you say suffix in mamonis, but it's still not a davarshim of mamon for Hilchas Tznoim? Be difficult to say, but you might have to say for Tosas. You might have to say that even though in terms of Sveikas, you could treat it as mamon, but in terms of Hilchas Tznoim, it's still a mitzvah. You're still making a tznai against conditions that the Torah says to do. Okay, you have to work it out. But either way, the Gemara here is machalik between chala and animal. Dam Rav Chizav Chaitani Rav Chia. The Rav Chia also says, Shmona Sveikas Nebu Beger. There are eight cases like this, that if the ger converts in the middle of a process, there are eight cases. Arba Lachiyav Arba Leptur. Four of the cases you say chayav, four pater. Karbad, what are the four that you say chayav? Karbad Ishto. If a woman has a baby, when is a baby? What's the case? Karban ishto, and what is that sure? When Safik Yolda Kishahis Overes Kachavim, Safik Mishan is Gaira. What's that case? Not sure when the baby came out? Safik is Gaira? Unclear exactly what that case is. Or maybe a different kind of case. A woman has a miscarriage, and afterwards she has a full baby. So the miscarriage, you're not sure for the miscarriage. If there was a chiv or not, or something, you got to work it out. You got to work out the case with his suffix. Or maybe it's just theoretical. Okay, either way, karban ishto, v'chala, b'char be'ema temeya.
Why does it say ishto?
Karban ishto, so you say, right, so the on the side was the girsa? No, it's the Rambam. Right, I was thinking about that. Does it go by the husband? Does it go by whether the husband's Jewish or not? Let's say the woman had the baby when she was a guy, but the man was already... Or what if the woman was Jewish, but the husband wasn't? So her chiv. It's coming your lettuce. I'm not sure why carbon ishto, why he says that. Because if you look at Rashi, he just says, Safik yolda kishahaisa oves kochavim, Safik mishin is gaira. Vivia carbon the Safik isher karisu, lecha bakajo, shtavi kapara. Right, so he doesn't say quoted about the husband at all. Bachar be'ema tameya. What does that mean? Be'ema tameya. By a chamor. The firstborn of a chamor. So you converted and you're not sure when your animal had the baby. Whether you have a chiv to redeem your firstborn chamor, with a set. Ubachar be'ema tahora, same thing, Bachar be'ema tahora by the kosher animals, right, all firstborn kosher animals, you have to give to the, it's a matana l'kohen, that's the Bachar be'ema tahora, and today it's only by a chamor. L'chiyav, all those are chiyav, because all those are isurim. All those are aser bahana'a, or prevents you, like by the karbad, she cannot eat a karbad, she's a b'chus kipurim. All those cases are chayav. Bad reishas ha'geiz ve'hamatanos, upidyon ha'ben, upidyon petar chamor, Liftar, pidyon petar chamor, meaning the pidyon, the set, in the case of before we said, bechor behemet tamea, the actual bechor, so that, Rashi says, is going like the opinion that says, that's aser bahano, until you're podeit. But let's say, I am podeit, now I have the set with me, I could keep it, I don't have to give it to the Kohen, because that, you know, hamas b'chor l'varaya, bring a raya, that I was a Jew. So those are the four, yeah. Pidyon Aben, so the kid, right, so the kid is, what? But there that might go by the father, Pidyon Aben. So there's more of a subject, it might go by the father. So you're not sure that the father converted it when his wife was in the hospital. But by the woman, by the carbon yoledes, it's a little more difficult to figure out. When the woman had the baby, whether she was, going into the mikvah. Okay, so that is again, there's a lot to talk about by Petar Chamor. You can listen back to the Mitzvah Shirim in Parshas Bo, Mitzvah Chav Beis. We spoke about a lot of different discussions by the Mitzvah of Pidyon and the Mitzvah of Arifa. Okay, vayta da. Kiyaza Rabin Amar, kama, Rami, Kiyaza Rabin Amar, kama, Rami Lay. Rabin says that the whole discussion of Rish Lakish wasn't about our case versus our Mishnah versus the case in Peah. Rish Lakish himself had like two sources about kama itself that he had the steer in. Different version of the story, right? Rashi says third line, Masnisa Achrisi Ashkach. He found another brisa that Remeir Potter's Kama Shalager, and he has that on the stira from the Mishnah in Peah. Okay, period. Different version of the story. Levi Zara Bekisher. Levi once planted items seeded in Kisher. Name of a place. Velo Havu Aniyim LeMishka Leket. There were no Aniyim there. So what do you do in this case? If there's no Aniyim. So Asa Lekame to Rav Sheshes. They came in front of Rav Sheshes. Amarle. Lani Velager Tazo Osam. Velo La Arvim. Velo La Talefim. Rav Sheshes says, well, the mitzvah is to give it to the Ani, not to the ravens, and not to other birds. The Atalef might be a bat, and therefore, he's saying, you don't have to leave it this case. Well, you're going to leave it to let the birds take it? No Aniyim, you're allowed to keep it. Meisve, is that really true? Ein Mivi and Truma Lo Mi Gorin Lo Ir Velo Mi Midbar Liyishuv. You don't have a chiyuv to schlep the Truma to a different area where Kohanim are. They have to present themselves where you are, and then you can give it to them. V'mein sham kohen, and if there's no kohen there, socher para umevia mipnei hefsid. Does it say trumar mipnei hefsid kohen? Right, different girsos. If there's no kohen there, the bride says you don't have a chiyuv to you don't bring it because it's going to get ruined. You don't have a chiyuv to do that. But if not, you got to hire out a cow and bring it. So you see from there, you do have a chiyuv if there's no aniyim there. How can we say before? Why did Rav Sheshes say you don't have a chiyuv? So shiny truma de tavla. What does that mean? Chassam Sofer explains, we thought originally that when you don't have to give it, so you don't have to be mafresh at all, period. So that was the question. The answer is that no, truma, you have to be mafresh. And once you're mafresh, you have to get it to the Kohen. But when it comes to leket, so don't be mafresh. Don't specifically leave the leket. It doesn't create tevel if you don't give the leket. Masha'enkein, in our case, by the truma. Let's just finish this section, and then we will talk about it. By matanus de lo tavli, but matanus do not create tevel. These matanus that were, let's say, in our perek vitan yemakav dragu limlog ba'agalim lo yafshid es hazroa. And it says here, in a place where they're not accustomed to be moleg to pick the feathers out of the agalim, meaning they sell the meat with the skin on it. Lo yafshid es hazroa. Don't take the zroa out. The Rashba says. Really, the matanas do not include the skin. But in the case where the minhag is not to take off the skin before you sell it, so you gotta give the coin the skin. La'afshedes arosh, lo yafshedes arosh, lo yafshedes alechi. If the minhag is to be mafshed the rosh, but still, don't be mafshed the lechi. Meaning what? The Rashba says, the coin always wins. Coin always wins. V'mein sham kohen, ma'alino son bedamim, v'ochla b'bnei hefsid kohen. And if there's no kohen, you gotta see how much it cost and save it. V'ochla b'bnei hefsid kohen. Meaning, even by matanas, which don't create tevel, you see you have to save it for the kohen in certain cases. I'm not gonna get the details about what's the minug, what's the din about the skin, but either way, you see from there that it always goes to the kohen. Even though it doesn't create tevel. Shiny matanos, kahuna denesina ksivvei. It's different because it says Nesina. If it says Nesina, you have to give it, so that's an extra din, even though it doesn't create Tevel, you have to save it. Sasha das is lachi, Truma, not me Nesina Ksibbe. You can say the same thing by Truma, because it says Nesina there, even without the Tevel element. What about Bezman Azeh? The Ramah quotes in Yeridea, Shin Lam, and Hey, the Minog is not to leave Matnes Kahuna today, Matnes Aniyim today. Leked and Shicha, why? Because who says a Jew is going to come and take it? Maybe a guy is going to come and take it. Maybe other people are going to steal it. We live in a society, says the Ramah 500 years ago, that we don't leave because the non-Jew is going to take it. And also, just to add to that, the Chazon Ish says it's not worth the bother of the Aniyim today. They're going to have to get the wheat, they make it into bread. Bread is much cheaper, and flour is so cheap that they're not going to be matriach themselves. So you're not doing them any favors by leaving that it for them in the field. The Chazon Ish says this, Me'ik be'ikr din leket, shavet pruta l'didon, etzleinu alechem bezolu matzui, ve'ikr anias hu l'shara tzrachim, bein besuda, bein bekli tashmish, v'dira, v'kvisa, u'begadim, the washing machines, v'yetar tzrachim, ve'in ani mechazor al apsachim, misratze v'pas lechem, v'kol shekesh le'yatriach liksar peya, v'ladosh, v'litchem, v'lefos, v'yavar arvim, v'yokadam. The birds are going to come. The poor people are going to go to your fields. If it's actual fruits, maybe they'll go by fruit. But the grains of the kernels and the wheat, so the wheat and the barley, says the Chazon Ish. We don't need that because the Aniyim aren't interested in that anyway. Okay, that was the As halacha. Ela, one more, vela tazov yisaber lamli. So what do you use the word tazo for? Extra leave it. Look at the Tanya. So you use it as follows. If you don't need it, because you always have to take it anyway, because in the Sina, what does tazo mean? For the following, a mafgris karmo, ulushachar, hishkim, ubatzro. Somebody's mafgris karim, because he learned a little halacha when he was in yeshiva, that hefgris putter from maestris. So what happens if he was mafgris field, the next morning he's like, oh, okay, it's still here, I'm going to take it back. Sorry, you got to still give these. That's not called hefker. It was yours yesterday. You got to give these extra things. But you still punter from Isos. That's what you learn from the extra taz of leave it. Meaning, even if you were mafker and you come back for it, you still got to leave it. Period. There was a bag of coins that came to the base medrash. It came to the base medrash to be tzedaka. Rav Ami went and grabbed it. How did Rav Ami do that? It has to be given out. You can't grab it. So Rav Ami Nami L'Aniyim Zachaben. He was Ochid on behalf of the Aniyim. He was the Gabbai Tztaka, number one. V'Yibayisema Adam Chashev Shani. Oh, we say no. Adam Chashev is different. Why? Titanya V'Hakoin HaGadol Me'achav She'Gadol Me'achav B'Noi V'Chachma B'Osher. You have to make the Kohen Gadol great in all these ways, including Osher. So for giving it to a Talmud Chacham would be okay. How do we know that if he, the Kohen Gadol, doesn't have, the other Kohanim, Kohani Hedyot, have a Chiv to be Megadol him, Magdil him? Tamalomar v'akoyen ha-gadol me'echav, gadlehu mishel echav. That is what we say. So there's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to be raised. Just going through the Mishnah says, physical parts of the animal, which part of the animal has to be given? Ezeh Azra, min haperek shel akuba ad kaf shel yad. That means the lower part of the leg. V'hu shel nazir. And the parallel is the shok by a carbon shlamim. The Zroa, the Tanakam here says, the Zroa by Chulin is the same exact part of the animal as the Shok by Shlamim. Ukenegdo Behushal Nazir, the Zroa Beshela, that is part of the carbon of a Nazir that has to be given to the Kohanim, that's the same Zroa. Ukenegdo Beregel Shok, and the same exact part of the lower leg is what's given in the Shok. Given in Shlamim for Shok. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Shok min haperek shel akuba ad sovach shel rega. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's the middle part of the leg. Vezo lechi. What's the lechi? Min haperek shel lechi ad pika shel gargaris. It's from the tip, the cheekbone, until the beginning, the top of the gargaris. Perry, okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll run through the rest tomorrow in terms of the anatomy of what's needed. And Beth Shem, then we will start the next Perek Reishis Hageis, as we continue our march in the last week of Meseches Chulin. Tonight, again, tonight's sponsor is the Michelson and Kozowski family, memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yeshua, Rachel Zira Bas Mordechai. Also tonight there's a Daf Yin Shir tonight 9:30, related to the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, which came up on yesterday's Daf.